We got the Illinois State Treasurer, Michael Frerichs, on the line. Treasurer Frerichs, thanks for hopping on with us here this evening.
John, thanks for having me on. We have great programs at the Treasurer's Office, and we love talking about them.
Yeah, and we talk about college and saving for college a lot, and we've mentioned Bright Start and Bright Directions, and I figure, you're the trustee of these programs. We might as well get you on here.
Yeah, we've put a lot of time and effort into improving these programs, taking them from some of the worst to first in the country, and that's according to Morningstar Rating Agency.
All right.
They rate all the college savings programs in the country, and they give us a gold rating, their highest rating, one of only three programs in the country to achieve that.
How do they work? What's the difference between the two? Like, if I'm someone that looking to start saving for college, how do I know which one to click on?
Well, it depends if you have a financial advisor, if you want a financial advisor, or you want to do it yourself. So Bright Start is a direct sold program. You can go online. You can sign up in about 10 minutes. And we have a few different options out there if you don't if you want to set your money somewhere, age adjusted. If you work with a financial advisor, if you want to be a little more engaged, Bright Directions is the route to go there. That's a program that is sold through financial advisors.
Is this money that will come out of my paycheck before I even see it, that you can work with my employers to tuck it away, much like a 401k? Or is this post-tax money that I have to save, or is it an option?
It is an option. So your employer can set up this option. Not a lot have, but we put an incentive in place to sign up more. But if you don't want it to come right out of your paycheck and you want to put money aside for holidays or birthdays, or you want to just put aside money when you can afford it, you can make a contribution at any time into either program.
Okay, so there are some employees, but not as many as you would like, that actually offer this as a pre-tax option.
Yeah, so we came into office, there weren't a lot of employers who were offering this. The state of Illinois, we do. I have money taken automatically out of my paycheck into my daughter's college savings account. But there are a lot of people who would like that option who don't have it. And so there is a tax break. If you, as a parent, give up to $20,000 a year written off of your state taxes, but employers didn't have that break, we pushed legislation to allow them to get up to a $500 tax break for making contributions to their, making it easier for their employees to contribute to their accounts. And so we've seen an uptake, but we're wanting to sign up more.
Okay. So these contributions, then, they grow, as you'd expect. How are they invested? What decisions do you make in terms of investing? I know people would be concerned about, are they super aggressive? Do they change based on how closer my particular child may be getting to college into something a little safer? How does that work?
So I like to say that we give people the tools they need to invest in themselves. So we don't make these choices for account holders. They get to choose how aggressive they want to be.
Okay.
But if they're uncertain, generally we recommend that it's an age-based investment. So if you start an account when your child is born, you can be very aggressive. You can take risk in the stock market, and generally it's going to go up, and if there's a downturn, there's time for it to come back. And as they age, that mix changes, that fewer investments in equities or in the stock market, more in bonds, so that by the time your kid is a sophomore, a junior, a senior in high school, you really couldn't weather a 15% downturn in the market. By that point, you're mostly invested in more stable, secure, conservative investments.
If your kid's like 15, if your kid's like 15 and you're concerned, can you like take it out and freeze it at any point, or do you still have to get it somewhere invested somewhere in one of the programs that you have?
No, you can. If you are really, really risk averse, you can put that money into a money market fund. You could,
okay,
you could put it in cash. We don't recommend
right,
that,
right.
But you have really conservative options out there. And the great thing here is parents have that control. This isn't the state of Illinois making decisions for you. It's giving you options and giving you the tools you need to invest in your child's education.
When you decide to start taking it out and paying for your kid's education, are we talking about you can use it for pretty much anything that is a legit education expense? I imagine the beer at Murphy's and champagne isn't covered, but a lot of other things are.
As an Illini grad, you're very much aware of that.
Yes.
And you may think that it's essential, but the federal government doesn't agree with you.
Right.
But the federal government says as long as you take that money out for an expense at an approved institution of higher education, that is, will come out. You won't pay taxes on the growth. That can be a four-year university. It can be a community college. It can be a vocational school or a technical trade school. It can be used for apprenticeship expenses. It is very flexible. It can be used for tuition, can be used for room and board, for books. It can be used for computers or internet access, the things you need to get your degree. And I think they would argue that beers at Murphy's are not necessary.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, you're probably right about that. That's good. I do want to know, do you think people are hesitant to jump in maybe because of the past reputation of what has happened here?
Yeah, definitely. I talk to people all the time. This program didn't have the best reputation, but I've come in and we made efforts to lower fees. We've cut fees in half. We came in, we worked with our investment manager and just changed them, put an RFP, brought in a new one, cut fees in half. We've saved families over $100 million in fees. We've given them better options, more stable options. And this isn't just the person running the program touting this. These are things that Morningstar says when they give us their gold rating, their highest rating.
Okay. All right, tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, Treasurer, and we're going to come back and talk about some other stuff. So I'm going to put the Treasurer on hold, and let's get a look at weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld. Your Money Matters here, 649 on WGN. Illinois Treasurer Michael Ferrix. Continuing our conversation. I got one more question about the college savings, Michael, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I know, like, people, when I put my money in a bank, I know that the bank is going to use my money to make them more money, but that it's insured nowadays, that I can get that money out if I need it, right? And I know that if I have an IRA, that's my money, that's my account. I know they may take a percentage of certain things or they charge you fees. If I'm investing in these programs, does the state use my money in ways that makes the state money, or is my individual account always mine no matter what? And it's insured or backed. Am I making sense with my question?
You are. This is a common question people have. They say, well, I don't trust the state with my money. We don't keep track of the money. Union Bank and Trust manage that. You have control over how you invest it. The state is just giving you the tool. It's a tool that allows you to invest to get a deduction on your state taxes, but also to be able to invest without paying federal taxes on all of the growth in your account, as long as it's used for an approved higher education expense. These are accounts that transforms people's lives. That's why I'm so passionate about these. And my personal story is before these accounts came out, I got into college. I remember coming home and telling my mom and dad, I got into Yale. And I remember my dad saying to me, congratulations, but you're not going. And I said, what do you mean I'm not going? And he said, well, we can't afford it. I said, you didn't even look at how much it costs. He goes, I don't have to look. I know we can't afford it, because they hadn't saved. And for too many people, when they're told that, they give up on their dreams. I was a little hard-headed, but I've decided that we're going to make this one of the best programs in the country. We're going to get families saving to make sure that more kids are able to achieve whatever their dream is. And they know that studies have shown if a young person knows they have a college savings account in their name, they are three times more likely to attend college. So we're trying to train the workforce of the future.
And it still worked out for you. You're the treasurer, after all. So
it did. I got into Yale. I went there. I graduated. But I graduated with a mountain of debt. And that sort of changed some of my options coming out of school. It took me a long time to pay it off. And I just think I know that there are kids today, college is even more expensive.
Yeah, for sure.
Graduating with mountains of debt. And it really limits their options. And that's not good for them. It's not good for their families. But it's not good for us as a society if kids are putting so much money paying back their college debt that they can't buy a house, that they can't buy a new car, that they delay starting a family. These are all things that are good for our economy. But if the next young generation can't do them, it's a break on our economy.
If you invest in this and I know I said I only had one more question about college. I was wrong. And your child decides they don't want to go to college. They don't want to go to vocational school. They want to go maybe into the military. I don't know what the choice they made, but they decided not to do it. That's their choice. Can you get that money? You just have to pay taxes then on that money and you can use it for other reasons?
So you have a variety of options. Parents tell me all the time, my kid is exceptional. He's going to get a scholarship. If your kid goes to college on a scholarship, you can take the amount of that scholarship out of the account, keep that money, and pay no penalties, no taxes. If your kid doesn't want to go to college, you can transfer it to a sibling or a cousin. you can leave it in that account, and it can be used for their children sometime.
Oh, wow.
And worst case scenario, if no one in your family wants to go to college or a trade school, a vocational program or an apprenticeship program, you can take that money out and pay taxes on the growth, and there's a 10% penalty.
Oh, okay.
That's the worst case scenario, but there are many options before you have to get there.
Okay. Let's talk really quickly. We don't have a ton of time. We might have to dive into this a little deeper another show, but Secure Choice. I had no idea this existed, and maybe it's just because I've been lucky and privileged enough that I have an employer that we have a 401k plan, right? And, you know, that's what I've always been a part of. But this kind of mandates that businesses with at least a couple employees, five employees, I believe, have to either have one of those plans or they work with you guys to create this Illinois Secure Choice. Can you explain it a little bit?
Yeah, Illinois Secure Choice, we all believe in the dignity of work. We also think people should have dignity in their retirement. Too many Americans, not just a problem in Illinois, too many Americans have not saved enough for retirement. They find themselves working into their late 70s or 80s because they have to, or they're retiring in near poverty. And so what's the answer? Research has shown that if a person has a workplace savings option, meaning money is taken out of their paycheck and goes into their pension or their 401k, they are 15 times more likely to be saving for their retirement.
Right.
And so we think the answer is give more people an opportunity to save through their workplace. So Illinois Secure Choice just says if you don't have a 401k, if you don't have a pension, you've got to offer this to your employees, and at the same time those employers send their payroll taxes into the state, they send a small percentage that then goes into their own individually managed Roth IRA. It's just a nudge to help people do something they know they already need to do.
Can people who are self-employed enroll in this?
Yeah, self-employed people can sign up for this as well. You know, they have that option right now with a Roth IRA, but some people think that it might feel easier to do this to the state, and we're happy to do that. You know, the mandate out there doesn't go into effect unless employers don't offer some sort of option.
Okay.
If no one participated in the state program, that's fine, because that would mean that every employer out there was offering a 401k or a pension, helping people to put aside money so that they can enjoy their golden years. And that is the goal with this program.
Does it end up costing businesses money, or is it just simply just the state helps take care of the essentially the paperwork with this?
Exactly. Once again, this is the treasurer's office giving people the tools they need to invest in themselves. They are investing in themselves, their own money. No tax dollars go into these accounts, and the employers can't put money into these accounts. They just facilitate when they take money out for payroll taxes. They also take out a percentage that the employee chooses. They can, you know, start with a 5%, but they can choose higher, they can choose lower. The employees can choose to opt out, but we find is most people know they need to save, and when they get enrolled, they stay enrolled.
Mm-hmm. And set up those automatic increases, too.
Yeah, and people think they can, if they need to keep more money, they can lower their amount, they can opt out. But the other great thing is if they switch employers, this program follows them, follows the employees. So as long as they stay in Illinois and they work another Secure Choice employer, they don't have to worry about taking their money out of one 401k and putting into another. So the ease here has been something that employees have been appreciative of, and employers have told us that in many cases they're offering this as a benefit.
Right.
They tell them, if you come here, we'll help you save money for your retirement.
Amen to that. All right, Treasurer Ferrix, we're going to have you back again because just reading through the website at illinoistreasurer.gov, I'm interested in chatting one day about the ABLE program and the charitable trust stuff as well. And the website's pretty easy to navigate, and I imagine that's a great place for people to start.
It's a great place, illinoistreasurer.gov. And when you go there, we also encourage people who might be a little short of cash, check our unclaimed property.
Oh, yes.
Put your name in our database. See if we have money that belongs to you. We find about 1 in 4 people who go to our website find we have money for them, and the average amount last year was about $1,000.
Woo, that's a lot. I went there, I found some money. It wasn't that much, but it still was enough to pay for a couple beers at Murphy's, and that's how we brought that conversation full circle, Treasurer Ferrix. We'll talk again soon, okay?
John, thank you very much. I look forward to it.
Yep, for
sure. Have a good
night. Yep, illinoistreasurer.gov. That's going to do it for us today. We'll take a break, then news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, and then John Landecker on WGN.